Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, can I get a couple of tennis rackets? No. I'll take the used ones. Yeah.
On WAAF.
By the way, I shared a link on my Twitter feed to the Becca Martinez photos, so you can see her lounging around, bube feeding with a glass of wine. She looks like, now listen, she looks very comfortable in sharing these breastfeeding photos. I don't know if she's doing it for the likes or if she just wants to share her comfortability with it or whatever, but
I think normalize it's breastfeeding, sir.
Normalize
that's what they're trying to do.
You think it's both, though. Think it's
come
both?
On. You think it's
she's on The Bachelor, right? Yes, there's only one reason why she's on The Bachelor. She wants the attention, okay? I don't think she's leading the cause, although it's nice that she can be comfortable with it, and people should be.
Well, I basically shared the link to that on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill, WAAF, so you can take a look at that. And Monkey, run out to the store and grab me a rack of boob milk, will you?
No problem, Greg.
Do they sell it in a rack? They should sell it in a rack. I mean, right?
Yes.
All right. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out today and find out about their Spring into Savings program. Because you listen to this show, you're going to get 10% off a brand new metal roof. And it's the last roof that you'll ever have to put on your home. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. And here for you now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 9:03 a.m.
Hello, Mike Sue, Mrs. Cumberbatch here. I'd like for you to come over and poach my eggs. Do you?
End of message.
Now, that happens frequently, I think. Like, so Mrs. Hsu is infatuated with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe you and Mrs. Cumberbatch ought to get a little something going on the side.
She is a smoke show.
That's a
absolutely.
Way, that's a way to do that.
Tuesday, 2:34 p.m.
What it comes down to is, it's not that when someone else comes to your city, they pick up the tab. If you're going out with Greg Hill, you better bring some extra money because you know you're going to pick up the tab.
End of message. Tuesday, 4:16 p.m.
Huh. Is anybody going to talk about where Brady's award was for making a comeback 28-3? That's a comeback and a half. Screw Tiger Woods.
End of message.
Yeah. I mean, if Donald Trump is such great friends with Tom Brady, why isn't Tom Brady getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom like Tiger Woods is?
Because he doesn't need it. He doesn't need it. He doesn't have room in his trophy case.
Oh, I bet Bestie would love to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
You think so?
And he deserves it.
I think he'd just like to get another ring.
He was, it was kind of funny. I follow Bestie on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday he was mentioning that it was Bill Belichick's birthday and that he knew Bill was a real social media guy. So he wished him happy birthday on Twitter because he knew he knew Bill would see it.
Yeah. Hill man,
good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
It's good to see you, pal.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Thanks.
Buddy old pal.
Tuesday, 7:07 p.m.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes. You sell little boys tennis rackets.
End of message.
Oh, God. Well, now I have to go wash myself with a wire brush.
Tuesday, 7:31 p.m.
Joe Castiglione here. LB has shown up for work for 3 straight days. Can you believe it?
End of message.
Can you believe it?
Love Joe.
Can you believe it? Well, it's dejected, Joe, these days.
Oof.
Well, the Yankees put up 8 unanswered runs here in the Bronx, and Chris Sale's arm actually fell off during the game.
He needs that scrotum injection in his arm something.
Chris Sale's ERA has risen to 14.2.
Oh, God.
In his 4F. I mean, he is... What happened?
I don't know.
He's got a bad shoulder, dude. He's junk.
They just signed him. So you think their doctors would catch something, right?
The guy was lights out last year. He had 4 losses the whole entire season.
Right.
He has 4 now, and it's only April 17th.
But he did have that shoulder problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, what a disaster. We talked about it yesterday. You don't think Alex Cora gets the Broadway cane midseason and gets they hit the eject button on the manager,
that.
Do you?
No. I mean, if this ends up like one of those feral situations, you know, from first to last, you know, they'll wait the whole season. Mm-hmm.
You don't think his job is in jeopardy at all?
No, it's too early. It is very early in the season, but all of the starting pitching, except for David Price's last start. That was the only good one they had.
Here's a text that says, Hillman correction, Red Sox played the Orioles last night.
Oh,
everyone
right.
knows that.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
5:47 a.m.
Hey, morning show. If Scott from Weymouth calls back at 9 o'clock, does that mean Candlebox is going to be interviewed by a toolbox?
End of message.
Well, Scott said he really wanted to ask a question of Kevin Martin from Candlebox, so maybe we'll let him do that.
No, you know, those guys are nice enough to come here and play a Springsteen tune, and that's how you treat them, really?
5:56 a.m.
What are the odds that substitute teacher got hammered at 11:30 in the morning because her middle school grade boyfriend broke up with her?
End of message.
There is a substitute teacher in Connecticut. I should say former substitute teacher in Kentucky, not Connecticut, that we were talking about earlier, who blew a .314 on the breathalyzer while teaching students. Mm-hmm. Said she did 4 shots of vodka at 11 a.m. because the kids are so annoying. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on there.
6:13 a.m.
I want you, Mike Shue, to stay away from Eleanor. And yesterday I heard you took her on Benedict's Day to National Early Bird Special. I warned you, Shue. I warned you.
End of message.
I'll tell you what, some men are so critical. This texter is texting in about Becca Martinez. That's Becca with a K, by the way, C. And they don't like her hairy armpits.
Mm.
But I mean,
I love that.
You're not having sex with her, so
right?
Yeah. LB likes the hairy armpits in the women.
That was the best sex I ever had when I was in Sweden.
That's good to know.
She had hairy legs, hairy pits.
You sure it was a woman?
Yeah, no. Oh, she was a smoke show blonde chick from the Esso Hotel.
6:15 a.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
LB here. From Canada here. I went to Google. What Google did my ice cream and chocolate kid. Just Google it.
End of message.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.